From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. It is January 1st, 2008. Happy New Year, everybody. Bryant Park is your home for news, information, and homemade coffee cake. Thanks to Caitlin, who brought that in today, slaving away over a hot stove. And I have to say, first of all, I have to thank everybody. Our staff came in. We're alive today.
Yeah.
Caitlin, Ian, Laura, Jacob, Josh, who I think may never have gone home, to be honest, after last night. Pauline, Matt, Laura, if I forgot anybody, I'm sorry.
You're talking like we had some kind of choice?
I didn't realize. Well, everybody's here in pretty good shape, and we're doing staff picks on today's show. Because for those of you who are saying, well, Bryant Park, haven't they just been on since October? Matt, you can attest to this.
Yeah.
This show has been in the works for over a year.
Over a year. We've been doing stuff since March, so we have almost an entire year to fall back on to call.
So we are going to pick up some of the best stories of the year, as chosen by our producers and everybody on staff. We have an interview with a British fan of American football. The NFL played an exhibition game in London to much fanfare late last year. Filmmaker Kevin Smith talks with us about his book and about being just a complete slacker and making a lot of money doing it. Journalist Kevin Seitz traveled to the world's hot zones, and we discussed what it's like to cover all of these wars in just one year. We have music from the Pipettes, Teddy Thompson, Dirty Projectors. We've been busy since we went on the air. We'll also go to Laura Conaway for today's headlines in just a minute. But first, here is the BPP's big story. January 1st, the day to start your New Year's resolutions. If you're planning a fresh start this morning, you are not alone. New changes around the globe are going into effect today. Resolutions of sorts for states and local governments. We have senior producer Matt Martinez and editor Trisha McKinney is going to run through them with me.
Well, there is some good news if your 2008 resolution is to lose a little weight. The 31 flavors of Baskin-Robbins will no longer include trans fats, now banned from all ice cream sold in their stores. And in Montgomery County, Maryland, just north of D.C., restaurants can no longer serve food made with artificial trans fats like vegetable shortening and margarine. But if cookies and cakes are your downfall, you have something to be worried about. Baked goods can still be chock full of trans fats until next January. I will be in the Entenmann's aisle. Thank you very much.
If you vowed to quit smoking this year, you're not alone. The French won't be lighting up either, at least not indoors at restaurants, discos, or cafes selling tobacco. Today's ban is the second phase of France's 2007 crackdown on smoking in enclosed public spaces. And closer to home, nicotine patch sales may soon go up in Colorado and Illinois. That's where smoking bans in bars and restaurants and in Colorado casinos are now in effect.
Maybe you'll want to go green in 08. Well, you'll join the folks in Suffolk County, New York. Those old school incandescent light bulbs banned, now banned from all county buildings. Now across the country in California, they're taking a step towards a greener 2020 today. Here's the reason why. January 1st is the deadline for the state to set an emissions cap that will go into effect 12 years from now. And across the globe, one of Japan's resolutions as it starts the year off as the new president of the G8 nations, the goal to get the U.S. on board with the Kyoto Protocol. America's the only G8 nation that would not ratify it. Japan will pitch Kyoto compliance at the G8 summit when it hosts it in July.
And some of you may want to get your finances in order this year. You are not alone either. Cyprus and Malta are already off to a fresh fiscal start today. Those two countries are joining 13 other European nations in the Eurozone. Get into the zone.
The Eurozone.
And on the other side of the globe, Venezuela is getting new money as well. After creating his own time zone in 2007.
I know people who do that.
Awesome idea. I'm doing it myself. Yeah, mine's like 5 minutes after everybody else's. President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela decided to cut 3 zeros off the value of the country's currency, the Bolivar, and change it to the Bolivar Fuerte.
Fuerte.
I can't say it as well as Matt Martinez.
Fuerte.
Fuerte means strong in Spanish. So now Uno Bolivar Fuerte is worth 1,000 of the old bolivars, and Chavez says the smaller denominations will make the currency easier for Venezuelans to use.
And finally, 2008 is the year to fight for your rights, but not to party. Even better, if any of the 1.2 million people who connect through New York's airports get stuck, it's because of delays or cancellations. As of today, they have the right to demand food,
yes,
water,
yes,
clean, toilets.
Yes.
And fresh air.
Yes.
From
fresh
the
air.
Airlines if they're grounded for more than 3 hours.
I think it's a demand, Terry Gross.
That's right. I need fresh air. That's thanks to the New York Airline Passengers Bill of Rights becoming active today. And in New Hampshire, the rights of same-sex couples are being recognized today with the state's civil union laws taking effect. Dozens of gay and lesbian couples took part in a ceremony to legalize their partnerships last night. It was an outdoor ceremony in front of the New Hampshire State House. The temperature was below freezing.
Let's hope they got some comforters as civil union gifts.
Yes, they registered for
that. They registered. That's the BPP's big story. Now here's Laura Conaway with even more news.